course, the union of the shtatis, that's in one sieve, the sieve wall, but it's very complicated. Now, I just wanted to go over the Mechaber and the tool and see the various sheets. Lifichoch, so that at the beginning of sieve wall, the Mechaber says, Yochel Igar Shabolilai. Of course, prior to him, Rabbi Gershon, so Ibar, Kutu Igar Shasishtei, Balchom. So then the Mechaber continues, Lifichoch, Ktamon Mizgareshes, Ahopi Sheim Bodaz Muor. Afilu in kibel avio gdushin shehin v'reis. Still, the Baal can be migarish, because it doesn't require das of the ish. Oy chershes she niskacho kisho misa pikches. Let's say she, at the time of the gdushin, she was not deaf mute, and then so she became gdushes v'reis, and then she became deaf mute, so she has no das. V'nischarosh. So he still can be migarish. Avolimish, that is, suppose the woman became insane. So, when yedas lishne ratzmo in mitzio ache tabe, shelo yinagu mina gehefke. Lifichoch, manicho, vineise acheres, o machilo, o mashke mishalo. Vein echay vineise bishere tzus veino, vein echay vnerapeis. He is the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam is chelik. The Rambam says, now, there are two halachas. One is a deraisidik halacha, that if a woman is so insane that she is mishalcho min chizares, she doesn't even understand the meaning of divorce, that she has so little contact with reality, that if the husband divorces her, she is ready to come back to him as if nothing happened. So then, midraise, she is incapable of being gracious. That's one halacha. Another halacha is the rabbanon that Rabbi Yitzchok mentions. That so this deraise depends upon the inability to be shemeres as gito. And what does it mean? The inability to shemeres as gito if she is not mafchenes. Being gito le davaracher, she doesn't understand the difference between the get and some other document. All documents are the same to her. So if she has so little contact with reality that she cannot distinguish between the get and another document, or in other words, if she's mishalcho in chezeres, that she is likely to come back to the husband after he gives her a divorce, so then midraise she is not migracious. That's called einu yechilu lishmer esgito. But then, suppose she is insane, but she has some contact with reality. She can understand the meaning of divorce, but she is not in a position to take care of herself. And it does mishne resati. So with raise, she can be gracious. But the chachomim omisake, that's Rabbi Yitzchok Saloche, if the husband will be able to divorce her, and then she will be exposed to all kinds of possibilities of demoralization, of znus and everything. So the chachomim omisake, that the husband cannot be migarish. So this has reference to a nishtatis that is yudas lishmeres gitom. So midraise she can be migracious, but any das lishmeres atzmo, she cannot take care of herself. So he says, avol im nishtatis, when yidas lishmeres atzmo, en mitzio achetavi, shelo yinagu bo minag efker. So he's not allowed to divorce, but he's in mechuyev to support her in all the chives of a husband towards a wife. So the Rambam says, and the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam, Lifichoch, the Mechaber here paskens like the Rambam, but there is a stire. In Siman Aleph, he's not like the Rambam, alright, so they mention that stire. But here he paskens like the Rambam, Lifichoch manicho v'neisei acheres, u'machilo u'mashko mishalo. Ve'in chay v'neisei b'sheir k'suz ve'eino v'nechay v'rapeso. That's the Losh Narav. In Perikyut Milchaz Gersh, Halacha Chogim, Mishen Ischar Shal Ishte, Harizem Igar Shal Biget, V'tiyah migoreshes. Avon in mishtate is, if she became insane, even though she is yidas lahafchin b'gitom l'barachir, so midraise she can be migoreshes, but midrabonon is not allowed to be migoresha. Elimei tziyachetav, until she is cured. V'dobo zeta kol eschachonim, kidei shel itehei hefkia liputzin, sh'arim yichinu mishmeratzim, לפיכוך מניחו ונעשי החרס ומחילו ומשקה משלו ואם חי ונעשי בשי אקסוס ואילי שהנקיע בבן דעס לא דרים השייטים בבייזה So what? All right. So, אינו נעת, because הנקיע בבן דעס לא דרים השייטים בבייזה But what does it do with שי אקסוס? He doesn't have to live with her. He can rent for an apartment and he can give all the support. So the Rambam says that since it's impossible for a normal person to live with an insane woman, so Mimele, that patters him from Sheikh Susveine. Now, if he's potter from Sheikh Susveine, but he can't divorce her, still, the Sheikh of the Rambam is that he is potter of Sheikh Susveine. V'in chayim l'rapeiso v'loy livdeiso v'in girsho harizim u'gureshes u'mitzio mibetze v'in chayim l'arzal tapubo. So the Rai Mitzes goes to Rai Mitzal v'ushi yidaz lishmer gito. So the Magid Mishne says that the Rambam is made it because the Rambam Pirgvei Zmuchas Gereshin so says that if she is in if the Ketano There we discuss Ektano, but what difference does it make? Whether she's Ektano or Ekdelo? So the Rambam says in connection with Ektano that if she's Yidas Lishmeya, if she's any Yidas Lishmeya Rezgito, so then she's not Migreshes. Because Migreshes, Mishal Chovin Chazeres. Mishal Chazeres. So here the same thing. And when the Rambam says Ari is Migreshes, because the Rambam talks of an insane woman, who is Yudas Lishmeres Gito, but she is not Yudas Lishmeres Atzim. The Midlay says that the Rambam Shite is, but the Midlay is strange. The Midlay says that the Rambam Shite is that even if she is Yudas Lishmeres Gito, so the Eved, the Gerash is effective. But the Rambam himself says, in Pirkei Zmuchas has Gerash, that it's not effective, that's Megabi Ktano. But here is Ekdelo. What difference does it make? Ekdelo or Ktano? If she doesn't have the das to be mafchim, v'gitol d'omrache here, so, I mean, what difference does it make? And the Shiori Korban, the Yerushalmi Yivomes, says the same thing, but it's very strange, I mean. But the Pashtis is, I mean, there is the Dovah Poshut, that the Magid Mishnes, what the Magid Mishnes says is right, I mean, that the Rambam means the same thing. But the Rambam here discusses an ishtateis that is yechelo lishmeres gito, but just in yechelo lishmeres atzmo. So it's only the Rabbonon, so maybe they have it. All right. Now then the Raivet is also, because the Rambam says that in Mechayev nisim sheyaksus vein, or in Mechayev rapeiso, or in Yivdeiso, So the Raivet says, because of Raivet Zal, v'im bas lefui, lomo li chayev l'rapeiso, v'chamo yei shemishtatis machmascheli, v'chezri so misrapeis. Now, the Raivet doesn't spell out about Sheikh Tuzvein, but it is assumed that the Raivet Zasogi is directed not only against the Rambam's saying that he's not mechuyev l'rapeiso, but that the Raivet Zasogi is directed against the Rambam's saying that he is not mechuyev b'she'oksus. Also, now, so here the mechaber, so bastens like the Rambam. But we have to understand one thing in the Rambam. Now the Rambam shita is that since in Kiyav ben Das, Vodarim, Ashitim b'Yisechot, so memele, he is not mechuyev b'she'oksus v'yiv. He's not mechuyev. So then he shouldn't be mechuyev to provide for her either, except on the basis of tzedakah like any other person. So Memele, since she is his wife, so she has a deep demon. So, because the halacha is that from the point of view of tzedakah, not only his wife has a deep demon, as long as she is married, not divorced, of course, she has She has kdime as against everybody else, even as against the father and the mother, because ishte ki gufei, so that's the aloche. But even if he divorced her, so the grusha has a din kdime against other people, against other Jews. Why? Because of Nipsol Chaltisalim, and that's a Yerushalmi Medresh with Rabbi Yisya Aglili. Rabbi Yisya Aglili had a wife that was impossible, and the Chachomim told him that he can divorce her. So he divorced her, but he supported her. Why? Because of Nipsol Chaltisalim. So the question is, so that's on the basis of Zdoki. But here the Rambam says, Lifichoch, מניחו ונעשה החרס, ומחילו ומשקה משלו. In other words, he's מחויב to provide for her, but he's not מחויב to spend his own money. But he's מחויב to provide for her. And that's not on the basis of Zdoke. On the basis of Zdoke, the Rambam doesn't have to tell us that. So, לפיכוך מניחו ונעשה החרס, ומחילו ומשקה משלו. But, only משלו. But not משלם. Not Mishalem. Ve'im chay v'nei se b'sheh chus ve'ino, she'in kiya b'men da'as lo'der ma'sheikim v'yisechot, ve'in chay v'rabrizo l'eltes. Now, so we have to understand, what is the basis for this chiyuv of machimo mashkim mishalom? In other words, he's mechuyev to be matriach himself and do everything to provide for him. But he's not mechuyev to spend his own money. So that it is similar to the chiyuv of support that is incumbent upon his son towards his father and mother. So there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether Mishal Av or Mishal Ben. And so the Rambam paskins that he's Mishal Av. So he's not mechuyev to spend his money, but he's mechuyev to do all the tilche, to exert every effort to accommodate and to provide for the father and mother. So here too, if she's insane and he's not allowed with the Rabbanon to be mitarish her, so the fact that she's insane and it's impossible to live with her, that relieves him of his chayv of sheyachus ve'ein. But he's still mechuyev to provide. But then the Rambam says, suppose he did divorce her, v'ingirshah azim v'dreshes, u'mitziyo mebeisei v'nechayv la'azim l'tapelbo. So he doesn't mean chayv la'azim l'tapelbo that he doesn't have to provide. Of course, on the basis of Zdoki, he's mechuyev to be mitabo. But no special chiyuv. No special chiyuv. So, because she's already divorced, but as long as she's not divorced from him, even though he's poter of Sheikhsus Veino, but he's mechuyev to provide for her. Machino or Mashmisho. We have to understand what kind of a din this is. Anyway, this is Shnei Rambam and the Mechaber. Paskins like the Rambam. Lifichoch manicho v'nei se acheres u'machino u'mashke mishlo ma'amish rosh Rambam. V'in chay v'nei se b'sher ksus v'ino v'inei chay l'rapeisu. So v'yei she'imrim, so that's the Mechaber. So Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. But the Ramo paskins like the Raivet. It's not only the Raivet, it's the Rama, it's the Rashbo. So, but the Raivet doesn't spell out his asoge in regard to mizenes, to sharing sus. He spells it out in regard to rifui. But Mashenkin, the Rashbo, and the Ramo, they spell it out not only in regard to rifui, but in regard to mizenes, also, to sharing sus also. So, Memele, the Ramo assumed that it's mistaken like that. That the Raivet's asoge is directed not only in regard to Rifuye, but in regard to Mizenes and Ksus also. So he says, V'yei Shemrim b'chayu Mizeneseo ufuoso, b'siyose b'shim ha-Rashbo, v'atu b'shim ha-Rama v'rayim. V'chim posak li'il simenayim. So now the Ramo himself points out that the Mechaber is Seitzer himself. Here we pass things like the Rambam, that if she is Nishtateis, So he's not mechuyev in Sheikhsus. But then, in Simenayim, Simen Ayin, Sim Dalet, Hanei Seisho, Vahaken Ishtateis, Chayev Mizeno Rab. So the Ramura over there says, Ayin Mikam Simen Kufyutes, Sim Vov, Shekos Atlehefer. But Rabbi Shmuel gives a very good teretz. He says that when does the Rambam say, I mean the Mechaba passes like the Rambam, when does the Mechaba say, when does the Rambam say that by Nishtateis, so he's not allowed to be Megalish her, but and as long as she remains undivorced, so he's not Mechuyev in Sheikh Susveino, that is, if she's Nishtateis to the extent that she's Eino Yechilo Ishmerasatzmo, she can take care of herself, but she has some contact with reality, she's Yechilo Ishmerasgito. So Midrash, he can divorce her, and he's allowed to divorce her. But, Midrabonanat. So, since Midrash, he can divorce her, but the Chachomim said no, but the Chachomim did not impose upon him the burden of all the Chiyovim Momim. That not. Masha'im came, if she is so insane that she has no contact with reality whatsoever, and she is not even Michael Mishner as Gito, so Midrashi cannot divorce her. So then the Rambam is made that it's Mechuyev in Sherpsus. So maybe in Simen Ayin, the Mechaber has reference to Nishtateis that is completely Nishtateis, that is not in Michael Mishner as Gito. So Midrashi cannot divorce her. And here in Simen Kufyutes, he explicitly has reference, the Mechaba, to a Nishtateis that is Yechilo Nishmeres Gito, but in Yechilo Nishmeres Atzma. I mean, this is a very reasonable term. All right, now. So the Mechaba says, V'inchai v'neiso b'sheya uksus v'eino v'inchai v'rapeiso. So the Rambo says, no, he passes like the Raya, the Rama, and the Rashbo. And the Mechaba continues, v'loi l'vdeiso v'ingir shom migyoreshes. But in David, the David, so the Gerash is affected. Because if she's in a Yidas, Lishmeras Gito, so then Midrashi said, so the Gerash is null and void, Midrashi. So the Ramor, again, is massive under the Chava. Because there's another Machlekes Hashem. And that's totally took your soyes and your Yerushalmi Yevomis. So the Mechaber paskens like the Girsi and the Yerushalmi that we have and the Tesis Yevomis. But the Rishayim say that the Girsi of the Tesis mentions the Yevomis, Dafkuf Yud Gimel, is a Girsi of Mupechis. But the original Girsi was that if she's in Ish Yechel or Ish Meres Atzmo, so even David, the Gerish is not effective. Because the Chachomim enforced the Takore. And they said that even David is not effective. What does it mean, David is not effective? How can the Chachomim change the Raisi? Chachomim cannot change the Raisi. But it means it's not effective with Chumra. It doesn't mean it's not effective with Kule. But it means it's not effective lechumre. So Mele, since it's not effective lechumre, so he remains mechuyev in all the chiyuvim of Ibar, all chiyuvim of Ibar. So he says, v'yei shemrin dafur David in the midrashes. This is what v'chei mashma mariv, that's the Ravio, that's the Rashbo, not the Rashbo, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ateres, but the Rash, Rabbi Shimshim ben Avo. So Avo, Beitim Sheite Uvitim Chalomo, suppose she has lucid intervals. When she say and she has insane intervals, so Vigil Shoveis Chalomoso Mipnei Shoyonire Shetishoyakach. So he limits it. Lumadrino Mufti. So we don't force him to take her back. So it's mashma. It's mashma that only if it's Girsho be ace, only if it's Girsho be ace halimoso and mipnesho yonira shibishoyak. In other words, it appeared at that time. She's a woman, you know, so who was insane for certain periods, And then she had lucid intervals, and now she has a lucid interval, and the prospects are that she'll remain king. So if he was Migalisha at that time, so then Loimadrina Nuvdi. Loimadrina Nuvdi. So it's mashma that he's not allowed to lechatchila to do it the way the Rambam passes. Loimadrina Nuvdi, in other words, we don't force him to take her back. The implication being that if he was Migalisha Beis Chalamos while she was saying, but it wasn't Lira Shidisho Yakach. If it was Lira that tomorrow she'll revert back to her insanity. So in such a case, we do force him to take her back. So in other words, there are more paskins that Loi Madrina Nuvde, if he was Migalisha Beis Chalomoso, and it was Nira Shidisho Yakach. But suppose he was Migalisha Beis Tuso, so then the Gerashim is not effective there in the Rabbonon. Because the Rashi told the Ravyo. The Ravyo, the Rashbo, the Rash. So, and But even if he was Migalisha Beis Chalamoso, but while he was Migalisha Beis Chalamoso, so was Migalisha Beis Chalamoso, the prospects were that she will revert back to her insanity. So then it's Madrina Mude. Then best forces him to take a break. To take a break. Umitzio mebeise, that's the Roshon of the Mechaber, that's the Roshon of the Rambam. Umitzio mebeise, v'inechayev l'arzer l'tab. Now let's see the Gemara on that. First, the Gemara in Yevamos. Now the Mishnah says that if the base of the base in Perik Cheresh, the 14th Perik of Yevamos, so he said, Pikeach shalosa pikres v'nischar sho imrotzo yeitz v'imrotzo yikai nishtateis lo yeitz nischar ishu o nishtato en emitzi olom Omer Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, v'nima hu ishe shenischar sho yeitzo Mit der Habe hat Pichres Balkoncho. So Gereshin doesn't require das Isho. Uma tamom roine mit Reshe, so ina gubo mina gehefkeh. Hei chadome. Il hei mit ii das lishmer gito, vi das lishmer hatzmo, minu ango bi mina gehefkeh. If she is completely sane, she is ii das lishmer as gito, and she can take good care of herself, so then there is no chshoshe of mina gehefkeh. So how does Rabbi Yitzchok say Dvartei Roshitim Isgareshes? So Dvartei Roshitim Isgareshes V'omar Devei Rav Yanai V'nosam Yodo Mi Sheyesh Lo Yad Ligarish Atzmo Yotzus Zu Sheyim Lo Yad Ligarish Atzmo V'tonet Rabbi Shmuel V'shilcho Mebeise Mi Shemshalcho V'nechizeres Yotzus Zu Shemshalcho V'nechizeres. So the Rabbi Yanai mentions the posik of Nosam Yodo. Mi sheyesh lo yad ligarish atzmo. Yotzus zu sheyin lo yad ligarish atzmo. So according to Rabbi Yanai's droshe, it's based upon the fact that if she is in a yedas mishmeres gito, she does not have a yad to be misgarishes. But then, v'tonet in Rabbi Shmuel, v'shilcho v'beisei, mishem shalcho v'nechizeres, Now, the question is, in regard to the Tonin Rabbi Shmuel's question, is it the same is the implication of the Roshe the same as the Rabbi Tanis Roshe, but Ashmo is there, Shani Kibinaye, or it's a different halacha. According to Rabbi Yana, you could say, that's Ashmo is there, Shani Kibinaye. And according to the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel's Roshe, it's also halacha, that if she's Mishalcha in Chizeres, so maybe she doesn't have a yard to be in his garages. Or maybe, according to Tanu Rabbi Shmuel's Roshe, the halacha is not that she doesn't have a yard to be in his garages, but the woman, the gavre, the woman is incapable of being in his garages if she's likely to come back, if she doesn't understand the meaning of get. Alright, so it seems that there is a machlokes b'shem. Some b'shem say that it's the same, is the same din, but mashmo is there, shnik minay. And some b'shem say, no, it's another halacha. Rabbi Yana is halacha, is halacha, that if she's in Yidas, Mishneres Gito, she has no yad. But Tanu Rabbi Shmuel's halacha is a halacha that the woman is incapable, is not a bas hoche of being midrashes, if she is mishalcha b'chizeres. Now, there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis. So, let's say, if she is a ktan, Iktano, what she is a shaita to? She is Iktano. Or a nar, not a bakeress. So the aloche is, and an ahus. So she can be misgareshes el di avi, or that's the aloche. If she is not an isuo, and she's just an ahus, and she's Iktano, or a nar, or not a bakeress, she can be misgareshes el di avi. Suppose she's a Ktano and a Naro, but she's Mishalcha ben Chizeres, she's in Seintum. So, can she be Migureshes al Yudei Ovir? So Rashi says she cannot be Migureshes al Yudei Ovir. So he says, Ton Rabbonu, Ktana Yidas Lishmeres Gito Misgareshes, Vishen Yidas Lishmeres Gito in Misgareshes, Vizeu Ktana Yidas Lishmeres Gito. So, Kol Shem Afrenes Ben Gito Gavrach. So Rashi says, Eim Misgareshes Dirsi, if she is Eim Afrenes, Eim Misgareshes Dirsi, Vishu Chomet Beise. He mentions the Troshi of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Mishe Mishal Chomet Chazeres. Yot Suzun Shem Shalcho Bechazeres. Hochet Hashem Beivomis. Hilka Hafilo Bikabolis of Vio Eini Mizgareshes. But Tesis is Chelik. Rabbi Netam says, V'Rabbi Netam Yiforesh, Dao Vio Vio Mizgareshes. Afo Gav Shein Yidas Lishmeres Gito. V'Eire Kach Halocha Lemaiz. So Rashi Shite is, of course, from the point of view of the Droshe of the Rabbi Yanai, Yot Suzu Sheinu Yad, so Mele, that's only Shayach, if she's Mizgareshes al Yatzmo, she has no Yad. But when she's Mizgareshes al Yavio, the Yavio has Yad. The Yavio has Yad. But if we say that Gezer Sakosu, the Droshe of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel is also another Droshe, it's not a Haloche, that the Gavre, the woman, is incapable of being Mizgareshes. So even if she's Mizgareshes al Deovio, through the Yad of Deovio, but who is the Mizgareshes? Who is being divorced? She, and she is not the Bas Hoche of being divorced if she's Mishalcha Mizgareshes. So Mele, she cannot be divorced even al Deovio. So we see that Rashi Shita definitely is, that the Droshe of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel is not a Haloche. It's not the same Haloche. Does not imply the same halacha as the droshe of Tanu Rabbi Yana. But Rabbi Tam Foresh, the Al-Yuvio Mizgareshes, Afshein Yedei Al-Yishmeres Gito. Ve'ir Rekach Halacha L'Maisi. דור רביאנה ודור שוסו מנוס המיודו, מי שיש לו יד לגרש את עצמו, יוצא שזו, לפי סיטה מגרש את עודי אביו, דאפילו פיקרס אביו מקבל את גיתו. ויתונה דברבי שמואל, דמופיק מבישיל חול ליפוליק עלי, אלא בהו דמופיק מקרא אחרי, אבל, אבל משמע דלקי ביניי, מידי. ויתאי מקים שיש לו אוב, הוא שם לו מלאב הזה. So one could say, seeing that the pshat of the Tami is that the droshe of Mishalchov in the Chazeres, Mishalchov in the Chazeres, Mishalchov in the Chazeres, is also implies that if she is Mishalchov in the Chazeres, she doesn't have a yad. But Ramatam doesn't explain it that way. Ramatam doesn't explain it that way. The Rosh in Yivomes mentions two reasons. So the Rosh in Yivomes, so he says, he's also Chilik Rashi, and that too get of Yudimu in Yivomes. So the Rosh is Chilik Rashi, and he says that if she is Mishalchov in the Chazeres, so she still is Mizgareshes al Yavio. So first he says, because it goes without saying that according to the Rabbianas Drosh, according to Rabbianas Drosh, maybe the Rosh of Rosh. Perik Arboso, the Rosh, Yevomis, paragraph Gimel. So he says, Hoyim Rabatam, Hode Amon Yotzuzu Shein Liyad Megarash Atzvo, Hane Mila Shemeso, Hoy Shenisis, Aber Nisamso, Yeish Loav, Krinim Bo Yeish Liyad Megarash Atzvo, Di Yadu Vila Hane Yodo, Vioad Din Litonim Rabbi Shmuel, Di Dorish Mishim Shalcho Nechizeres, to employ Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yana Mashmoy is there Shem Kibinai. So, according to this motion, the Droshe of Tonev Rabbi Shmuel implies mamish the same thing as the Droshe of Rabbi Yana. In other words, it's not it, Yot Zuzu Shem Shalcho Bechezeres. So it doesn't imply that if she is a woman that is Mishalcho Bechezeres, so she is not a Basrocher being divorced. If she is a woman who is Mishalcho Bechezeres, so she has no Yad to be misgareshes, to be zeicha in the get. So she has no yad. That's one notion. El Mashmoy is Tishma. V'eid, kibim sheyeish lo av, krimim bo nam mishalcho min chezeres, sheovio yasienu le'achiria v'lisoshiv elo v'eid. So then he mentions another reason. So the other notion assumes that it's another halacha. But there is no nafki minim. Even from the point of view of the halacha implicit in the droshe of Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, but if she has a father who has rishus over her, so mele, since the, it's biyode of the father to be mashi her to somebody else, so then, so mele, and the other husband will keep her, so she's mishal chovein achizet. And the Rashbo mentions this, the Rashbo, Tafayim Chesin Gittin, is also chilek on Rashi, and he mentions this Tam, he doesn't mention the first Loshon of the Rosh. So in the Rosh we have two Lishenis. According to the first Loshon in the Rosh, so the Droshe of Tonim Rabbi Shmuel implies mamish the same halacha as the Droshe of Tachim Rabbi. But it's not a pasuk, but the same halacha. According to the second Rosh in the Rosh, no. The Drosh of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel implies a different halacha than the Drosh of Tanu Rabbi Yana, of the Rabbi Yana. But the final result is the same. Because if she has a father, so and the father can be mashiha to another husband, so the mele, she is considered mishalcho veinachizas. So they're calling a second Roshan, the Droshe, the Halacha that is implicit in the Droshe of the Rabbi Shmuel is that if a woman is Mishal Chavin Chizeres, she is not a Bas Hocher being divorced. But if she has a father who has the shoes over her, then she is a Mishal Chavin Chizeres. Now the Rashbo the Rashba does not mention the first motion of the Rosh, the Rashba, the Chiddush HaRashba, in Gittin Daf Ayin Ches. He does not mention the first motion of the Rosh. He just mentions that even according to the Drosha of Tonin Rabbi Yishmoel, so she is considered Mishal Chovein Chizeres. So first he says, because he can be mashi her to somebody else, and then the husband will keep her. And then he says, and even if the father will not be mashi her to somebody else, let's say he will not get a chosen for the daughter. So Mimele, but he still can keep her from going back to the husband. Whereas according to the Rosh, there are two Lishins, and according to one Loshin, so the Drosh of Tamir Rabbi Shmuel implies mamish the same aloha as the Drosh of Rayanai. According to the Rashba, it's mashma that it implies another aloha, but the net result is the same. But it implies another aloha. Now, tasteless. Now, Kate Ramatam here in Gittin Daf Samadalet. So he says, Ramatam before the Ovium is Gareshes of Avogashim in Haslish, because it all very Kahaloch and I say, Dol Rabiana, you don't show some Nosam Yodo, Mishle Ishloyad, Ligareshes Atzmo, Yotis Zu, Lifeisi Tam, Gareshes of the Ovium. דאפלו פיקרס אוף יום קאבלס גיטו ויטון רב ישמעאל דמופיק משוחו רפובי קולי אלו בהוד דמופיק מקרחינה אבל מאש מדרק בנאי מידה ויטאי מיקי שיש לאו הוא שיימ רו מלאגזן סו פונטנס איז איטס מאש נא דאט איט אימפלייז אנדר אלוכה בט נט ריזולט איז דה סיין ביקוז דה פאדר איז שיימ רו איז סומבאט שיימ רו מאט אורייט נא לטס סי. So the Gemara says, "Mishtati." The Gemara in Vomis Daf Kuf Yudgimu. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok Dvartei Roshitim Misgareshes. Mide Dehava Apikches Bal Koch. Umatamo Loim Migreshes Lo Yidam Lo Yidam Lo Yidam. Vek. Hey Chedom. Yilei Me Yidas Lishner Gito Yidas Lishner Atzmo. Mino Agib O Mina Yevker. Elo Dei Yidas Lishner Lo Yidam Gito. Vilo Yatzmo. Dvartei Roshitim Misgareshes. Dvartei Roshitim Misgareshes. ואומר רב ינאי, ונוסף יודו מי שיש לו יד לגרש את עצמו, יוצא זו שיהיה לו יד לגרש את עצמו, ואיתו נאמר רבי שמואל, שלוחו מבייסי, מי שמשל חו ונחזרס, יוצא זו שמשל חו וחזרס, לא יצריכו עוד ידע סליש מרגיתו, ואין ידע סליש מרצמו. תברתי ראשית המתגרשס, לא ידע סליש מרגיתו. ואומר רבונו, ולפקה שלו ינהגו במין הרגע. So from this Gemara it's mashma that Rabbi Yitzchok is made to the halacha, to the drosha of the Rabbi Yanai or the Rabbi Shmuel. But he mentions another halacha in regard to a woman who is Yidas Lishmeres Gito, but he Yidas Lishmeres Atzmo. According to Tesis Pshat in Yerushalme, the Yerushalme holds that the one who adapts the Talmud of Shlinago B'minag Hefker, he is Chilek on the Deen. And the Deen of Rabbi Yanai, the Rabbi Yanai here in Babli, and the Deen of Rabbi Yishmael. But from our Gemara, it appears that there is no Machlekes. But the Rabbi Yitzchok's Aloche is an additional Aloche, which is in the Rabbon. And it has relevance to Gabe a woman who is Yidas Lishmer Es Gito, and then Yidas Lishmer Es Atzim. Now, Omar Abaye, Deken Amen, Diktone Gabe Dido, Nishtatis Lyeitzi, וגם לידי לייצי לומיס, מי שנאוכל לקטון לומיס, ומי שנאוסון לקטון לומיס, אלו שמה מנהו דראי זה עוד רבון. So, from this Rosh Nadmore, it appears that where the inability to be divorced the woman is grounded in the Rabbonon, so then the evidence is effective. Because the Gemara says, take an army in connection with the case where the husband is insane, so he says lo yeitzi lomis. But in connection, where the woman is insane, the Mishnah uses loshen lo yeitzi. The Mishnah uses nishtates lo yeitzi. It doesn't say lo yeitzi lomis. So shma meno kavid reise kavid rabon. So the Taz has the kasha. from this Gemara. So he says, this Gemara is kineged Rav Yoshite, Rav Yo and the Rashite. They say that even where he's unable, where the, even in a case where the Baal is unable to be Migarish and Rabbonon because of Shulim Le'efkeh, but the Eved, it's ineffective. So here the Gemara says, Shmam Nehod Reis on the Rabbonon. So that's why in connection with Mishtateis, it doesn't say Lo Yeitzi Lomis, but Lo Yeitzi. So how is the expression Lo Yeitzi Lomis different from the expression Lo Yeitzi? Because Lo Yeitzi Lomis means it's impossible. Even the Eved it's ineffective. Lo Yeitzi means Lichatchile is Lo Yeitzi. But you can't say Lo Yeitzi Lomis because the Eved is effective, so it's in Gemara Mefureshes, the Taz, we see in Kofiles, is Gemara Mefureshes, negative sheet of the Rav Yo and the Rash, I mean, and it seems that more Rishonim agree with the sheet of the Rav Yo than with the sheet than with the sheet of Tetzis and Yeromis. But it's Gemara Mefureshes. So that's no Kashi. The Taz Kashi is not a strong Kashi, because when the Rav Yo says that she's not with Rashis, what does it mean she's not with Rashis? The Chachomim were Iker on the Din HaTorah. How can the Chachomim be Iker on the Din HaTorah? Even if Chachomim are Iker, let's say, Bikum Vasei, Lifisho, so it only means that Iker the Yisra, but they cannot take care of the Iker Dinim. Chachomim cannot change the Din HaTorah. If Midraise she is with Rashis, so the Chachomim cannot say Midraise she becomes a Midrash. Let's say, Afkun Rabon Mikdush Minei, so because of Hefker Bezen Hefker, or Kogim Kalish Alayt Rabon Mikdush, but the Chachomim cannot change the Din HaTorah. So, how do so many Rishonim, the Rav Yo, the Rash, and the Rama, they say that even the Eved is not Midrashes, so it means she is not Midrashes with Rabon Mikdush. So, Memele, since she is not Midrashes with Rabon Mikdush, so Memele, so Bezdin will force him to marry her again. Now, how can he marry her again if she's a Sheita? Kedushin requires das. But suppose she has a father and she can be mikabel kedushin through the father. So then Bezdin will be able to Bezdin will force him to marry her again. Or suppose she doesn't have a father and he divorced her. She was a yidas lishmer eskito, vein yidas lishmer esatzmo. So according to Rav Yo, the Rash, the Rama, so even the Eved, Lechumre, she's not Migreshes. And suppose a month later she was cured. So then, since the Gerushin took place at the time when she was in Yidas Lishmeras Atzmo, so Mid Rabbono Lechumre, so the Gerushin is not effective, so the Mele, when she becomes cured, so Bezdin will force him to marry her again. Be Kefin. Kefin is Yachin Maritzai. Yes, what is it? What is it? How is a child to say Hefker Bezen Hefker Bezen? We don't find
it.
What? So you mean that the Chachomim will be mafkir that it's not his parchment, he's not his paper. It would be possible, but we don't find such. We find in the Gemara certain situations where the Chachomim were on the basis of Hefker Bezen Hefker, so Mafkir the Kedushin. So even in regard to Kedushin, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Not all Rishonim agree that it's on the basis of Hefker Bezen Hefker only. Some Rishonim say it's based upon Kogim Kaddish Alayta Rabbonim Kaddish. Anyway, we find in regard to Kedushin, but we don't find the Chachomim were Mafkir the Parch. We don't find it. So here, when the Rav Yo says that even the Eved she's in Midrashes, it means with the Rabbonon she's not Midrashes, Lechumre, but not Likure. So Memele, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. Elo Shmamino Hode Raisi Hode Rabbonon. So in other words, because here it says Lo Yeitzi Lomis. So that means that the Gerushin has no effect, Mashiike, in regard to the case where she is in studies and she is Yidas Lishmer as Gito, but in Yidas Lishmer as Atzmo, so then it's not Shayach to say Lo Yeitzi Lomis because it has effect. But only Lechumre, she is not Migreshes. But mikume, in other words, it doesn't mean, let's say, suppose she's migrashes, she was migarasher, and then somebody was mizani with her. So if the ravyo won't say that he's chayv mise, because midraisa she's not an ishishish. So the Gemara is medayik from the contrast in the Losh in connection with the husband being insane. So the Mishnah uses the Losh to create Lomis. That means that if he divorces her, it has no significance. Mashenk in connection with the woman being insane. So then Leitzi doesn't say Leitzi Lomis, because the connotation of Leitzi Lomis would be that it has no significance. It has significance. Midraisa, she becomes Midrashis. All right, that could be the Teretz and the task Kashi against Ravyo. All right, now, let's see. Now, I just want to say, to point out something. Rashi says, Shemishal chomi beisei v'chazeres. So Rashi says, Shechimina gashiti chain beishi. This is a very strange Rashi. What does it mean, Mishalcho v'chizeres? That means she has so little contact with reality that she doesn't understand that when the husband gives her a get, that this means he divorced. She doesn't understand that. So in other words, she thinks that she's still his wife. So why does Rashi say, Shechemina gashetim shem beishim, they have no shame? That's true. An insane person has no shame. An insane person. But here, it is not due to the fact that the woman has no shame. Even if she has a sense of shame. But if she doesn't understand that she is divorced, so why shouldn't she come back to him? I mean, if she doesn't know that she is divorced, so it's like a husband giving a get to the woman while she's asleep. So Rebbe says that when she wakes up and he says, "Arizikiteich," so she's midrashes. He doesn't have to make it to pick up the get from her and make a unison according to Rebbe. It's a machlekim she Rav Shimon was on Rebbe. So according to some Mishnayim, the reason is why she cannot be migrashes while she's asleep, because if she's asleep, so she doesn't know that she's divorced. So she's Mishalcha v'chizeres, even though she's completely sane. But according to these Mishnayim, the halacha of Mishalcha v'chizeres, so that is the according to some regime. Now, so in that case, she is not divorced. Now, if the husband will not tell her that later when she wakes up, she'll come back to him. So it's not because she has no shame. So really, why does Rashi explain? She mishal chom ebeisi v'chizeres. Shechemina gashetim shein beishi. In other words, that she's chizeres because she has no sense of shame. What does it do with the sense of shame? It's true that an insane person is not inhibited. He has no sense of shame. But the reason as to why she goes back to him is because she has so little contact with reality that she doesn't understand that she was divorced. So let's say she has a sense of shame. She'll still come back to him. Let's say Yishaino, if she wakes up and the husband didn't tell her the first moment when she wakes up that he divorced her, he gave her a get while she was asleep, she'll come back to her husband. That's why she'll come back to her husband. Does it mean that she has no shame? Because she doesn't know. So here too, because she doesn't know. So from this Rashi, there is a big chiddush implicit. From this Rashi, it's mashma. Now, let's say there are all kinds of degrees of insanity. So sometimes the woman might be so insane that she has no contact with reality whatsoever. And when the husband gives her a get and he tells her, I'm divorcing you, I'm not your husband anymore, she doesn't understand it. And she thinks that she's still his wife. That's one stage of insanity. There might be another stage of insanity where the woman has some contact with reality. Some contact with reality. And when the husband gives her the get and tells her, Harize Giter, she understands that the husband divorced her. But because of her insanity, because of her mental condition, she doesn't care. Divorced, not divorced. She comes back to him anyway. So even in such a case, so she's not, she comes within the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mishal Chovechizeres. Now the question is, and what if the woman is a putze? I mean, unfortunately today, I mean, there are such women and there are such men, I mean, who have no values. And suppose the woman is a putze, and even when the husband gives her a divorce, she comes back to him. So will we say that she cannot be divorced? So the answer is, if she comes back to him because of putzes, because she's immoral, so then it doesn't come within the posik of Mishal Chovechizeres. But if she comes back to him, even though she knows that she was divorced because of a mental condition, so then it comes within the posik of Mishal Chovechizeres. That's a big chiddush. I mean, without Rashi's chiddush, one would reasonably assume that when does a woman come within the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mishal Chovechizeres, if she is so insane, if she is so devoid of contact with reality, that when the husband gives her the get, she doesn't understand that she is divorced. But if she has some contact with reality, and she understands that she is divorced, but because of her mental condition, she has no shame and she goes back to him. Divorced, not divorced, what difference does it make? So then she's like in Yidas Lishmer as Atzmo, but she should be considered as Yidas Lishmer as Gito. This is what one would reasonably assume, but we see from this Rashi not like that. I think that Rashi says that because Rashi is Gito. Because Rashi and Shitas. Now there is a Gemara in Gittin. I mean, I just want to point it out. I mean, this is not what I'm trying to say in this Chabulah, but I just want to point out, because Rashi, the Gemara, there is a Gemara in Gittin Daf Samachir and Dal. Omar Rov, Gimu Midis Nikon, Tzreyo Vizeyake, Eges Vineitlei, Zeyich Al-Atzmei, Vinzeyich Al-Acheri. That's Rashi's Gersi. Our Gemara represents Rashi's Gersi. The Rif has a different Gersi. But Rashi's Gersi is the Gersi that we have. So give me the comment. Tzreyo vizeyo ke yeges v'neitlai zeich la'atrim v'zeich la'achim. Uchilekdom b'ktano miskadeshes v'neitlai. There is a loche that if a ktano that is same one. So it's miskadeshes. So then she can annul the marriage retroactively. I'll be mute by making a declaration in the presence of people in Reitzeh B'Klein. So that is Eikel Mafreya Adikdushi. So, you know, but she has to make a mute. Without a mute, the Kedushin is gone. So when we say that mute is necessary, and without mute, the Kedushin is gone and she remains his wife, Min Rabbon, if she has some das. But if she has no das, if she was miskadeshes, a yisemo was miskadeshes, al deimo ve'ochio, and she had no das at all, a little baby had no das at all, not even the degree of intelligence of tzreyo v'zeir ke'eges v'neitle, let's say half-year-old, a yisemo, half-year-old, and she was miskadeshes al deimo, or al deochio. And then she goes up, she doesn't want it, she doesn't even have to make a meal. Because then the Kedushin is null and void, ab initio. When do we say that the Kedushin is chal min Rabbanon? But through meal, she can be eker et l'mafreya if she had some das. But if at the time of the Kedushin,
She had no das at all, then it doesn't even require me.
So, Rabbi says, Gimu min is mikot mitzchir, vizir kegez vileitle, zich lasu zich lachirin, uchinektom miktano miskadeshes lunir. Now, this is the lowest degree of intelligence, mikot. Because even an infant, even a year-old baby, knows, the average year-old baby, knows to distinguish between its chayr and an eges. So it's chayr b'zeyoke, eges v'neitle. But then the next, the higher degree, the next stage in intelligence, in the cotton, is a putis. Putis, so mekromeka, mekoromemka, putis means kibin sheva or kibin esa. So what does it mean, kibin sheva or kibin esa? That means if the child has the mental age of 10, some children are very bright, so at the age of 7, they have a mental age of 10. So this is what putis means, the mental age of 10. So haputis mekromemkach, umemkoromemkach, bimtautelin, uchinekdom biktano misgareshes bikdushi yobi. That's Rashi's gilos and our gilos. So uchinekdom biktano misgareshes bikdushi yobi. That means that if a girl has already, she's 10 years old, so she has reached the stage of puteis, so mekhamekach, mekhamekach, she can do business, and it's legally valid, and chinekdom, so that, the fact that she can do business, she can transact business, that's the Takonis Chachamim. But it has significance, this shield of puteis. Puteis represents a high degree of intelligence. So, the mental age of 10. So then, chinekdom biktano misgareshes bidushi rabir. In other words, if the father was mikabutushin, she became mikodeshes, mideraise, and then the husband wants to divorce her, so if she's 10 years old, then she has that degree of intelligence, so then he can be migarish her. But if she's not puteis, let's say she's 5 years old, and the father was mikabel dikdushin, and the husband wants to be migarasher, she cannot be misgareshes, because she's in a mafchenes, or Rashi says she's in a mafchenes, being gitol idomarachei. Only if she has a mental age of puteis, of ten. Now, the Rif has different years, said the Rif. The Rif, as the girl said, Gimu min is bekotten. Zchei vizeir ke yeges vineitwe zich la'atzmi ve zich la'achir. Uchinek dom biktano misgareshes bikdushi yavir. Hapuuteis mekho mekach umkoro nemka bimtalto. Uchinek dom biktano miskadeshes lamim. That's the Rif's girl. So on the contrary, where is according to Rashi? So a higher degree of understanding of das is necessary to be misgareshed b'kdushi yavio, then is necessary to require miun. So according to the Rif, it's just the reverse. So a higher degree of intelligence, of understanding, is necessary according to the Rif to require me in Dushiktana, then it's necessary to be misgareshes with Dushir. Now, the Rishonim do explain the Rifshin, but I didn't see any Rishonim that should explain Rashi. So Rishonim, a number of Rishonim explain the Rifshin. Why is it that a higher degree of intelligence is necessary Likabe miun which is in the Rabbonon, then is necessary likabe geirish which is in the Reis. I mean, this worry is the higher, just the opposite. We could say, according to Rashi, so we could say, since miun, the whole halacha of miun is in the Rabbonon, so really that depends upon the degree of intelligence of tzchir mizeike erges meikle. This is even a year old baby might have it. You see. But Rashi came, that's a derisive, Gabim is Gareshim the Shalvia. So it, so there he has to be Mavchim Bilgitul the Brachaya. So the fact that a person is mafchim between Yitzchir and the Negeis, and Yitzchir throws away, the child throws away, and the Negeis he takes to play with, or to eat it, whatever. So that's enough. But according to Rashi, I didn't see any Rishi. He should explain the Rashi. So, now, as far, the question is this. You see, it seems that Rashi Nibomes, where he explains Mishal Chobinach Hizeres, on the basis Shechim Derech HaSheitim, Sheilim Beishi, and that Rashi implies that even if she comes back to him, knowing very well that she was divorced, but because she's completely uninhibited, she has no sense of shame, so she comes within the Gzeres HaKos Mishal Chobinach Hizeres, which is a big Chidesh, Rashi could say it. The Rif couldn't even say it. The Rif couldn't even say it. Because according to the Rif, so if the Ishi has the degree of understanding of Tzreya Vizir Kehegez Vineitlei, so she can be Misgareshes. So we have to say, even this is a Chiddush, we have to say that if she has that degree of understanding of distinguishing between a tzreir and a negeis, so then she can be made to understand. If it is explained to her several times, so she can be made to understand the inyan of gerush. She can be made to understand. But according to Rashi, so according to the Rif, she can be misgareshes. But according to Rashi Yibomes, we see that even if she understands the nature of a divorce, but if she is so insane that she has no sense of shame, and she is ready to come back to the husband, even though he divorced her, and she knows that he divorced her, that requires a much higher degree of understanding than the Tzreya Vizir Kehegez Vineitlei. That requires the degree of putes. Of putes. So putes, so he already has inhibitions. We're not talking now about coming back to the husband because of dinin, because of Yerushalayim, because of values. We are talking here about psychological inhibitions. In other words, if she's insane, so she's not inhibited in any way. So even if she understands that she's divorced, she's ready to come back to the husband, knowing very well. So that, but if she has attained the stage of puteis, kibash sheva, kibash eser, so then she already feels inhibited. She has a sense. He has a sense of shame. So without any motivation of Yerushalayim, of dinim, of moral values, psychologically she will be ashamed to come back to the husband after she divorced. So for that kind of understanding, you require putis. And obviously, according to the Rif, that he has the girsah, that Tzreya Vizir Kehegez Vineitlei, so she can already be misgareshes, he doesn't. He, according to him, as long as she can be made to understand that she's divorced, so then she's already capable of being misgareshes. I mean, that we see. All right, now let's see the thesis. Yotzes azu she'ein lo yad legareshes atzmo. Thesis dafko fiyutkim on the base. Eimer Rav Natan dahayne dafke bein lo av. ופרק יסקבל וכי בפרק בית נידושין גבי קורטנו שנכיר את שחרץ כיתו ונכיר לסגרש פירש בקונטרס אפילו על ואוויר ואיניר לרמנתם דורם ינן מופיק מאוכל נוסי להיות משני יש לי יד לגרש את עצי יוצא זו זו שם יד וכי בשביל שלו אהב הרי יש לו יד דאפינו נאמו בין היא בין אוויר או מכאן לכיתו
Rabbi Yudah of Yoglahi, where Rabbi Shmuel Namli Dorish Mishilcho, Mashmal Lipolik Rabbi Yanai, El Lidorish Mikrachine, Vitaimi Yishloav Mishalcho in the Hezeresi, Shovio Mishamro Melarz, Vein David Rabbi Tam, Raye Mirushal. This is the Yerushal. So, Mirushal, the Pirki, the Koma Rosso, Nishtati Sloyetzi, the way Rabbi Yanai Amrem Klikre. So it's interesting. The Rabbiana here in the Misachas Yevomes, the Bavli mentions the Drosha de Reise of Inosa, Mishi Yeshlo Yad, Mi Yeshlo Yad, Liga Yotzuzu Shelo Yad. So the Rabbiana in the Yerushalme doesn't mention any Drosha, but he uses the expression Greer. Hoche Pirush, Shemigrere Sachakolechot, Vineyagim Babinegev. So in other words, according to Tenzves, when Rabbi Yanai mentions Greire, he means the same din as Rabbi Yitzchok. But in Bavli, Rabbi Yanai mentions the din de Reise, and in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yanai mentions the din de Rabbono in regard to a woman who is Yidas Lishmeir as Gito, but then Yidas Lishmeir as Arzbi. She nikrere zakroecho neir menigadit. Reb Zeret etz Rabbi Yanai. Reb Zeret v'Rav Mone tavaya amre שנחיו לשמר את גיתו. רב נחמיה בשם רב יהודה אמר, פלוטה מילי כמנאי, ואתווין אף כמינס, according to Tenzves Girsa in the Yosha, between רב יאנה's time, which is רב יצחק's time, and נחיו לשמר את גיתו, which is תונן רב ישמואל's time, so the אתווין אף כמינס, according to Tenzves Girsa. Over the Girish, one אף כמינס is over the Girish. If he did divorce a woman who is any yidas lishmer esatzu, any yidas lishmer esatzu, but yichelu lishmer esgito. So according to Rabbi Yana Islam, so man doma mit nikhere muta, kiven yirekel yisad rabono, shol yinagu bo hefke, imo ba begirei shari ziget, Imam de Omar Levisheino, Yechilu Mishmeres Gito, Oser. In other words, so according to Tesis Pshat, the Nafkimine is mentioned in connection with a woman who is completely insane, who is not only any Yidas Lishmeres Atzmo, but who is not even Yidas Lishmeres Gito. So according to Reb Zeira and Reb Mone, who mentioned the halacha of Mishal Chomin Chizeres, Eni Yechilu Lishmeres Gito? Now, according to Tesvitz Girs in Yerushalmi, according to Tesvitz Pshat in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is Chilik on our Bavli. Because from the Bavli in Yevomes, that Kufyit Gimli, it appears that Rabbi Yitzchok, who mentioned the halacha of Greire, of Shlinagim Lehevkia, he is not Chilik. I mean, he is not chilek on Tonim Rabbi Shmuel. And Tonim Rabbi Shmuel, who mentioned Aloha Mishalcho v'chizeres, is not chilek on Rabbi Yitzchok's Aloha. It's two separate Alohas. Tonim Rabbi Shmuel has reference to a woman who is a Midas Lishmeres Gito, so then Midrash says she cannot make a divorce, and Rabbi Yitzchok has reference to a woman who is a Midas Lishmeres Gito, but a Midas Lishmeres Atzmo, so Midrabboni cannot divorce her. But Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchok, and Rabbi Yitzchok agrees with the halacha of Rabbi Shmuel. But from the Yerushalmi, the way Tesvitz mentions it, it appears that according to Yerushalmi, so Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Mone, who applied the halacha of Mishal Chom Nechazeres, they are chilek on this the Rabbonon of Sheloyina Gubu Negevke. They are chilek on this the Rabbonon of Sheloyina Gubu Negevke, as Rabbi Nisimche, that is mentioned by the Rav Yor, he explains it, that according to the Yerushalmi, so if we accept this halacha of Mishal Choveinu Chizeres, so then there was no need for the Chachomim to be misaki. When Rav Yana mentions the halacha of the Kolitz Chachomim Shal Yinegu Min Hefker. So Rabbi Nisimche in the Chubis Rav Yo says, because Rabbi Yana in the Yerushalmi is chilek on the din of Mishal Chom Nechazeres. So the Mele, Midrash said it could be Migarish any woman. So then it would really be a very unfortunate situation if the Chachamim wouldn't be misakin. Mashenkin, if we accept Tomer Rabbi Shmuel's halacha that mitraise, you couldn't be migarish a woman who is a yidas nishter as gito. So mele, there was no need for the Chachamim to be misakin, not to be migarish a woman who is a yidas nishter as gito. But Rav Yanai, he mentions the halacha of an idas mishner esatzmo that the rabbanon cannot be migarish because he rejects the drosha of mishalcha mechazeres. So midraise he could be migarish any woman. So maybe the chachomim were forced to be misakein that one could not be migarish a woman who is an idas mishner esatzmo. Mashenkin according to Rav Zeira and rabbanon that if she is an idas mishner esgito, so midraise he cannot divorce her. So maybe there was no need to be misakein vis-à-vis a woman who is idas nishmer es gito and an idas nishmer es atzmo. Because most of women who are insane, so they are totally insane. And there are very few who are insane to the extent of an idas nishmer es atzmo, but they are still idas nishmer es atzmo. This is what Rabbi Nesimcha says. Anyway, that's mucha from that Yerushalmi according to Tesis Pshat. That according to Yerushalmi, so Rav Yanai, who mentions the halacha, who applies the halacha from Yitzchok, is chilek on the din of Mishalcha Nezeres. And Rav Zeira and Rav Mone, who mention the halacha of Tomer Rabbi Shmuel Mishalcha Nezeres, are chilek on the takone of Shalyuna Gubin Akevka. So Mimele, he says, there are three nafkimenis. One nafkimenis, Plat Mili Kemenai, Ova Vigirish. So suppose a woman is even when he does this for his gitu. So, and he was Megamish. So according to the man to Rav Yanai, who applies the aloha of Shem Yenadu and Negev Efker, so that's only Chathile Bodhi Evet, she is Megreshes. Even if she is any Yedalish for his gitu, because Rav Yanai is really kind of the whole thing of Mishalcha Bin Chizeres, the Dreis Mika Aloha Mishalcha Bin Chizeres. Man do am bikre le muta kim le kelis rabono shtra le hefte i mo va bikre shach iz get li man do am li vishim yechilu mishne rezgito oser. So since the woman was so insane that she said das nich mir rezgito, so mele even the heaven she is not precious pirish mit reise in a get get ve oi dike ben ali second half gine is yeshla. So in other words, if she has a father. So according to the Mandoma, that of Mishalcha Mechazeres, Rav Zeira and Rav Mone, according to Tomer Rabbi Shmuel's din, so Mimele, if Yeshlo Av, so she is in Mishalcha Oveinu Chazeres, because the Av is Mishalcha. The Av is Mishalcha. According to Rav Yanai's Halacha, which is Rav Yitzchok's Halacha, so still with Rabbonon is not allowed to be Megarisha because Sholinik bin Hefkia, the father can keep her from going back to the husband, but the father cannot keep her, cannot restrain her that she should deport herself in a mile away. That's impossible for the father. So Mele, according to Rav Yanai Saloche, which is Rav Yitzchok Saloche, so the husband cannot be Megarisha even if she has a father. A third nafkimine is Pomim Shaitel Pom Khalil. Mando Mam Negri Rosa Shinov Yochli Shem Nahefka. Vichim Beatim Shin Shaitel. And is there as Nahefka. Avu Mandoma Shin Yichil Ishmeres Gito. Yeshlav Yochli Ishmeres Gito. Vichim Pom Khalimo. Yeshlo Eatim Yichil Ishmeres Gito. So she can be misgareshes in the days when she say. והבמוצר למימר דהיקה בנאי ידעס נשמרס גיטו ולא יסעצמו ומנדום הפנגרי רוסה פתקום הרוכה ומנדום השם דעס נשמרס גיטו זו ידעס נשמרס גיטו אלו ניחה למימר איקה בנאי אפילו בין ידעס נשמרס גיטו ולא יעצמו. Alright, so according to Tesis Gilsa and Tesis Pshat Yerushalmi, according to the Yerushalmi, Rav Yanai, who applies the halacha of Shalini Agubinik Hefka de Rabbonon, so he's chilek on this whole deraise of Mishalcha Mechazeres. And Rav Zeira and Rav Mone, who applied the tonet to the drosha of Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, they are chilek on the special takone of Shalini Hefka. Because if a woman who is in a Yidas Lishmer Ezgito cannot be gracious with Raise, So mainly there was no need to be misaken takone to protect the women who are the Yiddish lishneres giton, but any Yiddish lishneres atzmon. Because most of those who are insane, so they are fully insane. So mainly, Tonev Rabbi Shmuel rejects the halacha from Yitzchak. This is how he says. Then he says, even though our Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak is not chilek and the din of Tonev Rabbi Shmuel, Tonev Rabbi Shmuel is not chilek and the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, because Tonev Rabbi Shmuel has reference to a woman who is in Yechil Nishmeres Gitor, and Rabbi Yitzchak has reference to a woman who is Yechil Nishmeres Gitor, but Yechil Nishmeres Atzmo, so the Yerushalmi is chilek in our Gemara. So he says, Ein ze tein kol kach, ki yeish suk yesu membres hafuches ma'ashashot, v'yeish nifoshim, then he says, the greater the comma be Yerushalmi. That's one pshat in Yerushalmi. Then Tesis mentions another Shetis Rishenim that have another pshat in Yerushalmi, and they have another pshat in Yerushalmi. The greater the comma be Yerushalmi, haine mishalcho v'chizeres. So the other Rishenim, the Yesh Mifoshim, have the same girse, but they have another pshat in Yerushalmi. And the reason is why the Yesh Mifoshim say that Greire is the identical thing of Mishalcho v'Chizeres, because who in the Bavli mentions the halacha of Mishalcho v'Chizeres that she cannot be mitreshes with the Raisi? Who is it? Tonev Rabbi Shmuel. And Rav Yanai also mentions the Pasuk. Not the Pasuk of Mishalcho, but he learns it out from Vinosim Yodim. And the same Devi Rav Yanai mention Greire and Yerushalmi. So Mimele, they came to the conclusion that when Rabbi Yanai mentions in Yerushalmi Greire, he means the dean of Rabbi Yanai, the officer of Rabbi Yanai in Bavli, Yotzezu, Sheimo Yadni Garshasatzmo, which is the same dean as Mishalcho in Chizeres. V'yish miforshim the Greire, they come to Yerushalmi, Mishalcho in Chizeres. V'yichilo nishmer gito, haine sheish lo yad nishmer gito. והיינו תוקת דם רואי דם רואי דוחה ופי זה מן די מופיק משילחו אפילו יש לאוב אינו מתגרשת דיקאומה יש לאוב למן די אומה מפני גרירה עושה. In other words, and the yesh mifoshim as the girse, not the man doma pni kreira muta, that's the girse hafuch. But the yesh mifoshim has the girse, man domam the greater os, the original girls. So umiu eni rapeuze the ova vigirish amai mutal man domam the greater kind have the reise wait itim sheitim vitim chalemo amai koma no man domam the greater is also kiven the kiblo. So, keep the kibla get kishichalim v'harim v'isishom mishalcho v'chizeres. Now Teisa says, v'yish miforshim v'kriya l'kom v'yishalmai mishalcho v'chizeres. V'yichilu v'shmer gito, haine sheyish lo yad v'shmer gito. V'haine plukte dam roye doche. No, so he says, that the kriya l'koma v'yirushalmai, that's the droshe of mishalcho v'chizeres. So in Rabbi Shmuel's droshe. And Rav Zeire, Rav Moni, that say, שאין יחילו לשמרס גיטו, so that means, אני משאל חזר, אז יחילו לשמרס גיטו, היינו שיש לו יד לשמר גיטו, ואין את פרוק לדם רואי הוכה. So in other words, that's the מחלקת between רב ינא and תולד ורבי שמואל. So he says, ולפי זה מן דמופק ושילחו, so the Yerushalmi says, אפילו יש לו אב אין המסגרשס. דיקומה, יש לו אב, Liman de Oma mifli Greire is awesome. So, what does Greire mean? The droshe of Mishalcho v'shilcho, Mishe Mishalcho v'chizeres. Yotzezu, she Mishalcho v'chizeres. So he cannot divorce mid-reis. So, Mimele, he says, Liman de Oma mifli Greire, so he's awesome. So the one who learns out from Mishilcho, Tonim Rabbi Shmuel's droshe, so if it is Yeshua, So the man do man mit plik chere is os. But the man do man learns it out from the drosha of Rabbi Yana. So it's not that the Rabbi Yana idea who mentions chere means the same drosha. Means the same drosha as Rabbi Yana here. That he doesn't say. I made a mistake when I said that he means the same drosha. Rabbi Yana idea mentions chere. And he means the drosha of Talmid Rabbi Shmuel. And the other drosha of Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, so it's this the drosha of Rav Yana in the Bible. This is what the Yishmael Foshim says. So he says, Liman Doma, Yesh Lov, that's one of them. So according to Rav Yana in Yerushalmi, he mentions the Tam Mipnei Kreire. So Mimele, what does Mipnei Kreire mean? Because Mishalcho bin Chizeres, so even though she has a father, as Rashi says, she is still in Mishalcho bin Chizeres. So it's also, but then, Ova v'girish, so man doma mivishne grei remuta. So according to Rav Yala in Yerushalmi, who agrees with the drosha of Talmid Rabbi Shmuel here on the Bav. Now, what's the drosha of Talmid Rabbi Shmuel? Yotzis zu shenishalcho v'chizeres. So memele lechatchili cannot be migarisha. But the Eved, if he was migarisha, so she is migrashis. Now that is very strange. So Teisus asks, so the mi in nira peirush zeh. The ova v'girish amai mute al mandoma v'negrere kim d'habit reisen. So why does the Yerushalmi say, and the Yesh Mefoshim has the same girl says the first question in Teisus. So, according to Rav Yana in Yerushalmi, that the Tami Yushin Greire, and Greire means the Drosha of Tanan Rabbi Shmuel, Yotzu Sezu Shemishalcha Vechezeres, so why does Yerushalmi say that according to Rav Yana in Yerushalmi, who learns it out from the Posseg of Yishilcho, Yotzu Sezu Shemishalcha Vechezeres, that the Eved, the Girish is effective, but if it's Midraise, why should the Girish be effective? That's the Kasha that Israel asks against the Yesh Mefoshim. So we have to say, that according to the Yesh Mefoshim, so Rabbi Yana in Yerushalmi, who says that Greire, and Greire means the Drosha of Tonet of Rabbi Shmuel, not the Drosha of Rabbi Yana in Bavli, that Vinosa Miyodo Yotzezu Sheni Oyad, but Greire that Rabbi Yana in Yerushalmi mentions is the identical Drosha as the Drosha in the Bavli by Tonet of Rabbi Shmuel. So Vishilcho Shemishalcho bin Chizeres, Yotzu Sezu Shemishalcho bin Chizeres, so it's not Ishlili, but it's a Nisan Reis. If we learn it out from the Posik of Vinosam Yodo, so it's Ishlili. So in other words, this Posik implies that if she is any Das, Lishmeres Gito, she has no Yad, so it's not a Nisan. It's not that there is an Issa Reise to Megarsha. There is no Issa Reise to Megarsha. But it's ineffective. She has no Yad. If we learn it out from the Posik Vishilcho Mibesei, Zu She Mishalcho Vein Chizeres, Yotzes Zu She Mishalcho Vein Chizeres, so the Drosha of Tanim Rabbi Shmuel, according to Yesh Mefoshim, does not imply a Shlile, that he cannot divorce her. An Issa Reise. Vishilcho mebeise yotzu sezu shemishalcho vechizeres. So he's also to be migarisha. So it's an Issa Reise to be migarisha. But Tova vigireish. So we man doma mishimigreire. So there is no shlile implicit in the droshe of Vishilcho mebeise yotzu sezu shemishalcho vechizeres. But it's an Issa Reise. But the event is effective. Now, then he has another kashe. Ve'im itim sheitim itim chaleimo. Amai koma domandoma mitnigrei rooseah. Mitnigrei rooseah. Kibim leget kishi chaleimo. Hari beis isho mishalcho min chizeres. So it's also good. If we learn out from the posik. O vinosam, yotzuzuzu shein lo yad. So mimele, it all depends on the time of the nisines aget. Even the time of the nisines aget. She had a lucid interval, so she had the yad, so she is migrashes. But if we learn it out from the drosha of Talmid Rabbi Shmuel, of Yishilcho Mebeisei, which does not represent Ishlile, but it represents a Nisa Dereise, V'shilcha mibeisei is only allowed to be mishalecha, to divorce her, if she is a mishalcha v'chizeres. But if she is insane and she is mishalcha v'chizeres, he is not allowed to divorce her. So it's not that he can divorce her. He can divorce her, but he's not allowed. So mimele, even if she's eating cholim vitim sheite, and he divorces her on a day when she's a pikhes, but the next day she'll revert back to her insanity. So the yisar applies. So I mean, I became confused for a moment when I said that according to Yesh Mefarshim, so when Rabbi Yanai says Greire, they mean the same droshe as Rabbi Yanai mentions in the Bible. No, when Rabbi Yanai, according to Yesh Mefarshim, so when Rabbi Yanai says Greire, so he means the same droshe as Tonev Rabbi Shmuel. And Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, who mention Yedas Nishmeres Gito, they mean the droshe of Rabbi Yanai in Bavli. But Rabbi Yanai in Yerushalmi means the droshe of Tonev Rabbi Shmuel in Bavli. Alright, so that's the Yesh Mefarshim. Now, the Rav Yor, yes?
According to this shot, the Yesh Mefarshim, even though he gave the lectures of Yichus,
what?
But Yitim Chalayma.
Yitim Shoytim, yeah. And they gave the get when she was a Pikhas, Chalayma.
As if she was a Chalayma.
So, according to Rav Yanai, according to Rav Yanai's din, or Rav Zeir and Rav Mone in Yerushalmi, who base it upon the aloche of Yidas Nishmeres Gito, so that's Rav Yanai's drosha in the Bavli, Vinosa Miyodo Mishi Yesh Lo Yad, Yotzuzu Shein Lo Yad, so if he gave it to her when she was a Chalem, or she was a Pikres, so she had a Yad. But according to Rav Yanai in Yerushalmi, Greire, which is the drosha of Tonel Rabbi Shmuel in Bavli, Vishilcho Mebeisei, she is zu shemishalcho v'in chizeres, yotzus zu shemishalcho chizeres, so he's not allowed to divorce her. So memele, he's not allowed to divorce her even in the day when she has a lucid interval. Because the next day, tomorrow, she'll revert back to insanity. So memele, that's right. When she'll revert back tomorrow to her insanity, she'll come back to her husband. So as long as at certain times she's likely to come back to her husband, so according to the Yesh Mefarshim's pshat in the drosha of Tonev Rabbi Shmuel, there is a nisa deraisa's divorce. This is how the Yesh Mefarshim explained. All right. Now, the Rav Yor and the Rash, so they say that they have the girsah, they have the original girsah, and according to the original girsah, the Yerushalmi says as follows. Yeah. Nishtatzo lo yeitzi. Rav Yanai amrem mipnei Greire. Rav Zeir v'Rav Hillel, here it says, Tesis mentions Rav Mone, Tavayin amrem shenichil mishmeres gito. Rav Nachman b'amar ukven b'rei Rav Yesi omar plote. Three nafkimines. Ogo v'girish. Man d'omar mipnei Greire is girish. So that's the girsa muperes, the Tesis mentions. But according to the girsa of the Rav Yor and the Rash, as the Gro mentions, so man doma mipnei Greire osa, man doma shenichil mishmeres gito, so mivreshes. Now, so how do they explain the Rash and the Rav Yor? They apply this Yerushalmi to a woman who is yichil mishmeres gito, and then yichil mishmeres atzma. So of course, if the woman is totally insane, that she is not even Yechilu Nishmeres Gito, then according to every mandoma, the Evet is ineffective. But the Yerushalmi is reference to a woman who is Yechilu Nishmeres Gito. But in Yechilu Nishmeres es Atzma, in Yechilu Nishmeres es Atzma. So over the Girish, mandoma mitnigrele. So, also, in other words, even the Evet is in the Girish. The Evet is in the Chumre. mit Rabbonu shel Midrashis. Man doma shen yechiru nishmer es gito is Midrashis. Why? Because we are dealing with a woman who is yechiru nishmer es gito. She is not yechiru nishmer es atzmo. So the one who adheres to the takone of shalin adu b'mina kefkeh, so mele mit chachomim or misakeh. In regard to such a woman, even though she was a chayu mishner as gito, that David, it should be ineffective with chumre. But according to the mandomar, according to Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, so they reject the whole takone of habu b'minek hefker. So they only recognize that the raisit mikaloche of a Yechelu Mishner as Gito, but here we are dealing with a woman who is Yechelu Mishner as Gito. So Meile, she is Migrashis. Now then, Yesh Lo Av. Now here in our Yerushalmi we have Yesh Lo Ben V'Av Yach. The Shiorei Korm, The Shiorei Korm says, because Rishenim don't mention Yesh Lo Ben V'Av Yach. The Rishenim who mention Yerushalmi only mention Yesh Lav. So he strikes it out. He says that's not the correct answer. Alright, so Yesh Lav, Man Doma, if she has an av. So Man Doma Mishum Kreire Osa. Man Doma Mishum Kreire Osa. In other words, because here we can deal with a woman who is in Yidas Mishmer Es Gito. But she's in Yidas Lishmei Esatzma. So, Yesh Lav, Man Doma Mishim Kri Rosa, Man Doma Shem Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. So, Yesh Lav, Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. Either we say, like Hametam Shite, that if she's in Garesh Esau Dilvio, so Memele, she's always considered as Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. Or if we say like Rashi, so then we have to apply the Yerushalme to a woman who is Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito, but is not Yechiru Lishmer Es Atzma. Pomim Sheite, Pomim Chaleimo, Man Deoma Mitrigreire is Oser, Man Deoma Shem Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito, so Yesh Lo Yitim, Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. So this is the Girsa of the Yerushalmi according to the Rav Yo and according to the Rashi. But the Gros says, I don't have the Rav Yo, but the Gros mentions that there is a big nafkemine between the Rav Yo Shite and the Rashi, even though they both have the same Girsa. According to the Rashi, so the machlik is between Rav Yanai on one hand, and Rav Yanai, who says Mishim Kreire, and Rav Zeire, who says in Yidas Lishmer Es Gito, so the Machlekes is even in connection with the debt. So in all three situations, so according to Rav Yanai, she is in Migreshes, with Rabbanon Chumle, and according to Rav Zeire, so she is Migreshes, as long as she is Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. So, whether she is Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito because she is Mamish Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito, or she is Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito because she is Mitgareshes Al Yovio, or because she is an Itim Cholim Itim Sheite. So the final result is that she is Yechiru Lishmer Es Gito. I mean, it's not necessary, you know, to go into all that, because that depends upon the Machlikes Rashi and Rav Netam when she is Mitgareshes Al Yovio. So let's say, according to Rav Netam, so insofar as the rice is concerned, if she's Migareshes Al Yovio, she is always Mishalcho Vein Chizeres. So according to Rav Zeir and Rav Mone, who reject the Takone of Greire, so Mimele, if she has an av, or she's Itim Cholim Itim Sheite, so Mimele, she's Mishalcho Vechizeres, Vein Chizeres, so Mimele, she's Migareshes. Mashinkin, according to Rav Yanai, who applies the Rabbonon of Greire Shriyanu Nehrefkeh, so even the Eved, it's in effect. So according to the Rash, in all the three situations, so according to Rav Yanai, who applies the term of Shomilina Gubina Gehefkeh, so even the Eved, it's ineffective. And according to Rav Zeire and Rav Mone, The Rashid is, according to Rav Zinn and Rav Nune, so the Emet is effective in the case of Avav Girish, in the case of Yesh La'av, in the case of Itim Cholim, Itim Sheite, so the Emet is effective. But L'chatchile, the Rash says, he's also a garish, even according to Rav Zinn and Rav Nune, who are chilik, and Rav Yana is Din of Grey. That's according to the Rash. According to the Rabbi, the Gros says, so there is a machlekes in regard to the first nachkemine of Avagiresh. In regard to the case of Avagiresh, so then Rav Zeir and Rav Mone are also made that lechatchile is not allowed to be megarish. But Rav Zeir and Rav Mone say Avagiresh. Since she is a das lishmeres gito, she is only a das lishmeres atzmo. If Obav Girish, the Emet is effective. But the Chatchile, even Rav Zinn and Rav Mone, amide that is not allowed to be Migarish. Whereas Rav Yana, who applies the Tam of Greira, says, by Obav Girish, in the case of Yidas lishmeres gito, when Yidas lishmeres atzmo, so then, even David is Jesus.